Hello. Hello.
Hi, Angel.
Hello.
Hi, Angel. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Who's this?
It's Tina from Local Splash. I was following
Tina,
up
yes, Tina.
Hi. We're having trouble processing this month's payment, so I didn't know if there was something going on with the card that we have on file.
Are you going to pay already? That's a long time, a month ago.
So,
you guys checking my checking account. I think it's not a checking. My banking account, you take it out, money. 600.
So the 626, it came back from the bank as
hold on,
insufficient
funds. Hold on, I can't hear you. Hold on one minute.
Okay.
Okay.
So, Angel, on let me look at the billing. On April 5th, the system processed $626 on your checking account ending in 0357.
It's not a checking account. It's a banking account. It's a bank.
Okay.
You take it off from a bank. Personal
so
bank.
The bank account with the routing number and the account number. And then on April 24th, it came back as insufficient funds. So we never got the money. So you might want to...
Which one, though? Which one is not... I don't give you my banking account. I give you my car. My
no, we have a routing number and account number. It's a Chase account ending in 0357.
Hold on. Let me see what card I get.
Yeah, because I can fix it and put the card on there if you want to, but right now we have
hold
a checking or a bank account, I should say.
No, 5055. This is the last number for the account.
5055. Okay.
Yeah, so, I paid with a number a long time ago.
So we don't have that payment. We have a bank account on file ending in 0357. Do you want me to update to that card and then process
it on
the card?
Hold on. No. You got a wrong account.
Okay.
I give you my banking account. You take the money from banking account, personal banking account.
Yes, and it came back.
You're trying to take
it from
my checking account for my business.
The whatever account we have ends in 0357, and the payment came back from the bank as insufficient.
Yeah, because you're supposed to be, you don't get the pay for that account. I give you my card number.
Okay.
Who did you give the card number to?
Do you remember? Was it Ruben or was it somebody else or?
Somebody else. I give it to them. I don't know who is the girl. I give it to them. I tell them to get a pay. You the same day. I think the same day you charged me already.
We don't have a debit
you're
card or a
my,
credit
my
card.
You're taking my personal checking account. You're
right.
Taking money from my checking account. It's my
right.
Personal, it's not, I ask you, it's not business account. I give you my checking account.
Okay.
My
so
check
then,
is not business. The personal, I give it to you. The first
so,
time it's $200 I pay the first time, the same card I use it for pay. And you guys pay already.
So, do you want to switch it to a different account?
How are you going to switch it? You got to pay already. Now,
a month ago, you told me you didn't get paid, though. I'm worried that you gave your credit card number to somebody that you thought was Local Splash, and maybe it wasn't. Because the check payment or the bank account that we have, the payment bounced. It came back. We never got
how
the payment.
How can it be balanced? You take the money from my account. How can I lie to you guys?
Can you do me a favor and check your account and see who withdrew
that's
the 600?
That's why I'm saying I take the same day. You take the money from the account. That's why I asked you already. You take the money. I call you last time. Like, look, you guys take the money, and I don't see any Google. But anyway, you guys gonna refund the money, please.
So it says here that you spoke to Ruben that day, and he told you that the funds weren't taken from the account because the payment bounced.
No. Ruben called me yesterday. He called me Tuesday, I think.
Ivan called you.
You got to give me the card number. I said, what card number? You take the money from my account.
Yeah. Yeah, so you need to check with your bank because you paid somebody else $600. You didn't pay it to Local Splash because we don't have it. I'm going to screenshot.
Oh, man, you guys got in trouble. The first time you guys thought, the same day you should have told me, you should have called me. And that's why I'm saying in my Google.
That's why he called you, though, to tell you that the check payment bounced and that we needed a credit card. That's why he called you. So if a payment goes through by a check, on our end, it will always show as paid, but it takes up to 10
days. That's why I don't give you my checking account.
But
I don't give him my checking account.
Well, you gave somebody the account. I mean, how would we get your checking account if you didn't give it to us? You see what I mean?
I give it to my banking checking account a long time ago. No, not just now, recently.
Okay.
Recently, I gave my banking account.
Let me look. Hold on. I'm going to go back and check. Oh, you're right. Back in March, it was a Visa.
Yeah, that's the different. That's different day.
Okay, so let me go back and see who changed it to the checking account because that shouldn't have been changed.
Don't change it like that. Why do you keep changing it? I give you one card number. I charge you one time. That's it. Don't use it anymore.
I wonder
that's
if
why
it was
the first time. Just use it one time. Don't use it anymore.
Okay, so your Google Guaranteed campaign has been approved, and we're trying to charge you for the leads so that we can start the guaranteed leads coming to you. That's what the $626 is for. So that's what I'm trying to collect so that we can start the campaign for you. Because if not,
you try to connect. It's a long time. It's a month already, more than a month. And I don't see my search in my search keyboard. I check it a lot of times. I don't see the keyboard. I can probably take more. That's why I'm waiting. The first time I pay, the second day, take the money account, and I don't see my search.
So
account.
You got a Google Guaranteed lead on April 17th, 347-652-6105. Another one charged on 418-201-376-0016. The phone numbers are recorded on the dashboard. Another one came in on April 18th, 855-355-5777. Another one on April 18th, 347-206-5627. Another one on April 20th, 914-270-4855.
Who coming?
And then on April 24th was the last one, and that's when we paused your account because we got notification from the bank that the
hold
check
on, hold on.
Payment
who's,
bounced.
Who is calling from my job? What a job. Nobody called. Google's nobody called.
We only charge you for the leads if they're an actual real client that you schedule a bid for. And Google monitored each and every one of these phone calls, and they say that they're valid. So you can check.
Yeah, but nobody called for Google search yet.
So, but I'm talking about the Google guaranteed leads. Those are already running for you, and they paused because the check payment bounced. That's what
I don't
I'm
pay
talking
for the check. You got to understand. I don't pay that check. I put in the hole. Don't take the money account. I tell them to everybody. I put the money in the hole. That's why you pay for a personal car.
So let me switch it. I'm going to switch it back to the card. Let me go back to the card ending in 5055.
What card do you guys have it?
It's a Visa ending in 5055.
That's the card. Yeah, that's the card. I give it to you. But don't
okay,
check on the card anymore. I'm going to give a different one.
Oh, okay. So what's the new card then?
3767.
Okay.
451-962-12001.
Okay. Expiration?
0328.
And then the little code on the back? Or the four digits on the front. I'm sorry.
5520.
5520. And is it still the 185 Tewksbury for the billing address on this card?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so let me get the authorization and you'll be good to go. And I apologize. I don't know how it got switched back to that account because if you told somebody you wanted it to just process one time,
I want my money back. Just put in my money in my checking account.
The money was already was already in the account.
I don't see it in my account. The money I don't see in my account.
So it processed and it went back in the account. Can you double check right now just to make sure?
Yeah, I checked already when Ruben called me. Last week I checked it. And
okay.
I don't see nothing. But it was a long time ago. I paid $600. Yeah, you guys get paid.
Okay. So do me this favor, Angel. Can you send us a screenshot of your bank showing that it was taken? Because then I can send that to finance and I can tell them to process it. Because on this end, it already shows that it was processed. So I don't know why.
Which number? How?
Okay. So I'll send you an email that says, please reply to this email with your screenshot. And then when I get it, I'll send it to the finance department, and then it'll show them.
Let me look for it. That's a long time ago. You should have called earlier.
Yeah, no problem.
I can see on the keyboard.
Okay,
keyboard,
so
sir.
Please reply to this email with your bank screenshot. Yeah.
Yeah, when I had a time, I don't do that because you sound a little busy. I don't have time.
It could have been if it's been a long time ago. Maybe when you checked it, it showed as a pending charge. And then maybe when the payment didn't go through, that pending charge fell off of the account. That could have been what happened.
I don't know what happened, but you gotta be serious with the payment.
Okay.
You know, I don't want you to, you know.
If we charge you and if you send me a screenshot, we'll definitely give you the money back. But I'm showing that after it pended, it fell off. So I'm showing that it never processed. But please, if you show on your account that it did process, just reply to my email and I'll send that over to the finance department, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And in the meantime, you're good to go, Angel. I'm so sorry about the confusion, but have a really great rest of your week, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.